Triple M, Alan for breakfast, right across the southwest. Yes, it's the big day today, the cup. Everyone's going to be going out there and checking it out. But before you do, what are you wearing? The big question, which is the reason why I've got fashion stylist on the line, Kirsty Milligan. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. This is my favourite style day of the year.
Well, style is the thing, right? You don't want to look like a bit of an idiot. Well, let's talk about this year's race. What are people wearing to it?
Well, Cup Day is always, it's the day that we can be bold and eye-catching with our colours. They do say the race stops the nation, but your outfit can too.
Oh.
So this is the day to go bold.
All right, ladies-wise, what are we seeing? Are we seeing florals? Are we seeing bold colours? What's the thing in this year?
Well, they'll probably save their florals for Oaks Day, or Ladies' Day as it's called.
Okay.
We're seeing lots of bold colours. We're still seeing lots of beautiful lace overlays, and we're also still seeing those beautiful bell sleeves and wonderful crowns instead of fascinators.
Okay, cool. Rock the crown, like it. People feel like a princess for a day. Makes sense.
Oh, I love it. I wear my crown every day.
Smart. I mean, weird at the shops, but still fashionable. Can't say no to that. And for the guys, are the blue suits still a thing?
Oh, look, they are. They're beautiful and blue, but particularly here in Melbourne. But what we're doing is mixing it with a little tan or a little beige to give it that pop. I have to say that the invisible socks are still trending for men, so they're still doing their, I can't see my socks, but they're wearing socks.
I don't like that.
It's generational.
Yep.
Lots of us don't like it.
Okay.
The rule is if you're wearing socks, they're either supposed to be the same colour as your shoes or the same colour as your pants. But then it's bold cup day, so why don't you wear a pair of crazy socks and just make sure that it's a lovely complement to whatever pocket square you're wearing.
Ah, I should get a pocket square. Yep, write that one down. Okay. What's a couple of like big mistakes that you generally will see at these sort of events that people are wearing?
Oh, look, one of the biggest mistakes, pardon me for saying so, is getting a little trashy.
Oh.
That's never been in style, but
no.
It's been something that we've all done it. So no mini skirts, no glitter, no sequins. Save that for the nightclubs. Avoid strapless dresses. Men too, no strapless dresses.
Oh, that's a shame.
And carrying your shoes home, the little walk of shame. Don't do that one.
Don't carry the shoes. But I thought that was just kind of like hand in hand with the race.
You know, unfortunately, you're right. It really, really is. Have a little pair of ballet flats in, so at least you're not going shoeless.
Okay, cool. That's one way to kind of fight that one. And for guys, what's the big mistake they're making when they get out there?
Oh, being boring.
Boring?
That's one of the biggest. Oh, being boring. Being so plain and boring. Add some. This is your day to be fancy. This is your one day that you can actually dress up and nobody's going to mind. In fact, we're just going to embrace it. So don't be boring, boys.
All right, Kirsty, before I let you go, I just want to go through my outfit with you. I'm a big guy, just to clarify, I'm a big bloke. I've got a black suit. It's got like kind of like white kind of checkered a little bit. Like it's very faint, but it's not just plain black. So I'm not going to a funeral or anything crazy like that. I've got a pink shirt, and now I'm trying to figure out what color tie, because it's not a black tie event, so I don't want to wear a black tie. What color would I be rocking tie-wise for something like that with a light pink shirt, black suit?
Well, I'd probably go for a fuchsia pink tie or something that's got a little, it's pink, but it's got some embossing in it, or a pink check, just to throw something really gorgeous in there and really statement.
Okay.
Or you could go grey, but I'd stick with something in those darker pinks.
Like a big, bold pink. All right. I'm going to quickly run to the shops and pick up something pink. That works for me.
You're a big, bold pink.
Well, you know, you got to do something. At least I don't want to be boring. And after that, I mean, all eyes are going to be on me if I'm carrying my shoes home. So I've got to be careful, you know.
And no socks.
Of course. No, I always wear socks. I don't know why that's a thing. Kirsty, thank you so much for the chat today. People can check out all the do's and don'ts and everything that you're up to at kirstymilligan.com.au. Thanks for the chat today.
Thanks, Alan. Have a great day.